This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another battle between the needs of society and don't tax and don't spend is playing out in Colorado tomorrow. Voters are facing a ballot initiative to raise income tax to put $950 million into pre-K through 12 education. The vote is being watched closely as a sign of whether taxpayers are ready to pay to fix schools after years of budget cutting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Colorado's airwaves have been full of this.
More teacher aides for $133 a year.
And this.
The state of Colorado wants to raise your taxes.
Advocates say nearly $1 billion in new taxes will boost teaching staffs and preschools and help low-income students. Opponents say it'll boost bureaucracy, not performance. In the well-funded pro campaign, groups that often oppose each other are on the same side. Advocates of higher taxes on the rich and business groups, teachers' unions, and charter schools, says Isabel Sawhill of the Brookings Institution.
Tax increases are highly unpopular, so Colorado has found a popular purpose for spending new money on, which is improving education.
Sawhill says this may be a sign that fiscal conservatives will back higher taxes if the payoff is significant education reform. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.